If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, hello, I'm Brian McClellan, and welcome to your May 2022 Page Break Supplemental, where I talk just for a few minutes about what's going on here in the Brianverse. So, first up, travel. I'm actually getting back out in the world this summer, which is kind of amazing. Can't wait. My first gig this year is going to be at Les Imaginales in Epinal, France. Hopefully I didn't butcher that completely. But that's going to be the weekend of the 19th of May. So if you are in France and you want to come see me in person, I'll be hanging out there. It'll be a lot of fun. Sounds like it'll be a good weekend. We also have recent releases for my foreign editions. Promise of Blood came out, I believe, a month and a half ago in France, one of the reasons I'm going to be there. And The Crimson Campaign came out right about the same time in Spanish, which is awesome. So happy to see my Powder Mage books continuing to come out in alternate languages. It's so dang cool. I love it. I will be doing a whole bunch of other things this summer. There will be a small tour for In the Shadow of Lightning. There will be a trip to Spain. If you want to see what else I'm doing, head on over to my website and check out the schedule there. I'll try to get it updated so that you can see where I'll be at, what I'll be doing, and where you can see me and get signed books. So very cool. So as of this recording, so we're about a month and a half out from In the Shadow of Lightning, my new book. So excited. New book, new universe. Book one of Glass Immortals, out June 21st. As I've mentioned many times on the podcast, I'm very excited to have a new book out. This is so cool. This is my first time doing a new big universe outside of Powder Mage. So hope you guys love it. You can request copies from your local bookstore, your local library. Try to get it pre-ordered if possible. Pre-orders are a massive success for a new book. So if you're able to do that, hugely appreciate it. There is a pre-order campaign coming right now from Tor. You can put in your receipt and you'll get a temporary tattoo from the Grappo Guild family Silic Sigil, which will make much more sense once you've read the book. But it's just a fun little bonus for readers who pre-order. So get those pre-orders in. Awesome. Very cool. I am still just working on the sequel for In the Shadow of Lightning. Still doesn't have a title. Still right in the process of working on it. That's probably going to be my major thing all summer, maybe into fall. We'll see. Working on it as quick as I can. Hopefully we'll line up that schedule quickly. And hopefully I get to some of my other side projects at some point. We'll see how that goes. But you know how all these things, you want to promise a million things, and then who knows what actually ends up happening. I am queuing up a number of Page Break interviews to go out while I'm out of town, because I'll be in France for 2 weeks. That's going to include John Scalzi, Sherry Priest, YouTuber Tim Hickson, a few others. Very excited. Have a cool lineup for the summer. And I'm doing an interview in like 20 minutes for another guest that you guys will love. So keep listening. Keep telling your friends about it. Awesome. I love all the support. You guys are very cool. Let's see. Couple of quick things. I'll give you a couple of quick reviews. First off is a TV show we've been watching. I hope everybody else has been watching it because I've been loving it. Moon Knight. Probably my favorite Marvel thing since Loki. Maybe including Loki? I'm not sure. All of the stuff during the pandemic kind of blends together in my brain. So, but Moon Knight is really dang cool. Oscar Isaac is just a fantastic lead. It's a smaller story than Marvel normally does. It's only like kind of loosely connected. It's in the MCU, but they only kind of loosely connected in there. I really love it. So highly recommend watching that if you haven't gotten to yet. I think the finale comes out from me recording. It comes out tomorrow, so you guys will have all six episodes out to binge if you so desire. Another review for you really quickly. Valheim is probably my favorite video game of the last, I don't know, 10 years, 5 years, something like that. It's so dang cool. So Valheim is a procedurally generated survival Viking game. Basically, the setting is that you have died. You're a Viking who has died, and you are brought to Valheim to fight Odin's enemies in the afterlife. Honestly, it's more of like a building and survival sim than it is anything else. You explore these massive continents and all these different biomes, and you build all these awesome works of art. You know, sometimes I'll post little things on Twitter, of the builds I've been doing. But Valheim is stupidly good. I really love it. If that at all sounds like your jam, it's a small studio that made it big. I think Valheim, I think they just announced that they've sold 10 million. Regardless, small studio, massive success, really good game that they're continuing to work on. It's so dang good. So if that at all sounds like in your wheelhouse, definitely check it out. I love it. In the meantime, In the Shadow of Lightning, very soon. So excited to introduce you guys to a new universe. I hope you guys are excited to be in it. So, have a good one.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.